Happy Memorial Day. Today is Monday, May 28th, 2012, and it is Memorial Day. This is the Memorial Day weekend. I know I haven't podcasted in like a week and a half, but, you know, that's just the way it is. Now, speaking of Memorial Day, it always falls around my birthday, which is tomorrow. I will be 48 tomorrow, May 29th. Today is Nessa's birthday, so happy birthday, Nessa. I was thinking about Memorial Day, though. I see this stuff on Facebook throughout the whole weekend, people posting, you know, these pre-made-up American flag things saying, thank you, veterans, thank you for, you know, keeping America free and all this stuff. And I wonder if these people actually really understand what Memorial Day is and why we have Memorial Day. Memorial Day isn't for the veterans. Memorial Day is for the soldiers who died in wars. So they wouldn't really get it. I mean, they really wouldn't see your, understand that it's for people who died in the wars, not for people who are still alive who fought in wars. That is what Veterans Day is for. So Memorial Day, it's a time to remember all of those who died fighting for America's freedoms, all the way back to the Civil War. It began, I think it was called Decoration Day back in the Civil War. So, well, shortly after the Civil War. But anyway, today's Memorial Day. And I don't have anybody in my immediate family who was killed in a war, at least that I am aware of. So I am not remembering anybody who died in a war. But there are lots of others who did, clearly. Yeah, so that's Memorial Day. I wish those people who are posting on Facebook would understand what they're posting and not the real reason, or understanding the real reason for Memorial Day. But as I mentioned, Memorial Day usually falls on my birthday or around my birthday every year. Sometimes it's actually on my birthday, but not this year. It's the day after. My birthday's the day after. So this weekend, I have been doing things to celebrate my birthday with my partner. He came over on Friday night and brought me flowers and a cake and some gifts. I got an Apple gift card and some fancy napkins and these little wine pours that you put in the wine bottles to pour the wine. I needed some new ones of those. He gave me those. And then on Saturday, we went to wineries all day. And then it was Sunday evening that we went to dinner at Black Salt, which is where the Obamas have eaten before in Washington, D.C., and had a very delicious dinner there. That was very nice. And today, we didn't do a whole lot. We slept late and then went out to lunch at a new restaurant in D.C., La Fashantaine or something. I don't know what it's called. But it was good. I had a calzone. It's like traditional Italian stuff. It was good. Had a really good time. Enjoyed it. But so not much really is going on. I've been trying to keep up with all my games on the iPad, and I've been downloading some apps on the iPad, mostly games. I'm looking for, I know John Ong suggested a couple things, and even said at one point that I could use the credit from iTunes gift cards to buy Apple things, but he found out that that's actually not true. But anyway, one of the apps that I am looking for is like an organizer. I don't know if you remember, they had these notebooks like Franklin Covey years ago that had like a calendar, an address book, a notes little section, and it was all like handwritten on paper. Well, I'm looking for something similar to that for the iPad, where I can have a calendar, contacts, and like a notebook all together in one app. I know there are a couple of them out there because I've already downloaded them, and I have not liked anything that I have found so far. What I'm looking for is a calendar where I can actually write things in, like to show up on that day where there's like, they're like appointments, but it's more like notes about different things to happen at different times of the day. And when you open up the app, I want the current day to be the what shows up first. It's kind of like the calendar app that Apple has now. The only problem with that is that it lacks the quick access to the contacts and a notes section. I mean, you can write notes in each little calendar square, but it's not enough for me. It's not what quite what I'm looking for, and I just simply haven't found one that I like. I'm trying to think of the names of the ones that I've already downloaded and wasted money on. I've probably spent $10 on these organization apps and haven't found the one I'm looking for. That's one thing I do not like about the app stores. Right? When you find the app, you should be able to, there should be like a try it out for, you know, 3 days, whatever, before you buy it. Because I know I spent $7 on two different ones and I don't like either one of them. Luckily, I have all that credit on the iTunes store because I did not, I got all those iTunes gift cards a couple weeks ago. But so I have a whole bunch of money on there, but I would not spend the money myself. You know, if I had put the credit on there myself, I would not be spending the money. I wouldn't be buying these apps like that, spending the money like that, just to try them out. So yeah. Anyway, if anybody has any idea about a calendar app, calendar/contact/notes, all wrapped up in one nice neat package, I would appreciate it. And it. You may even suggest one that I've already found. I don't know. But there are so many apps on the App Store, it's hard to weed through them and find out just the one you like. Anyway. So, yeah, everything's pretty much same old, not much has changed. The summer is quickly approaching. In about 3 weeks, it will be summer for me, and I'll be glad of that. 3 weeks, yeah, is that about right? No, I'm closer to the 3.5-4 weeks, actually, now that I think about it. But I'm ready for summer. And that's pretty much all I have. I don't really have anything else going on. A couple weeks ago, we had a dinner party. I don't know if I mentioned it or not. But Mark from Running with Blue Sponge came over with his partner. And some other friends came over. We had a nice dinner party. That's about it. I don't know what else is going on. I don't know what else to tell you. So in that case, I'll just stop. And that's all I have for today. So I don't know when I'll podcast again. Who knows? Because I'm just not coming up with things to talk about. And I don't want to waste your time and mine. Well, not mine, but yours, really. So I will just podcast when I want to. But if you get this and you want to send me a little birthday message, you can do that. Because I think my phone number is on the website. You can call and leave a message. That'd be great. If not, no big deal. I don't know when I'd play them anyway, because I'm not going to podcast it. Probably not podcast again this week. I don't know. We'll see. All right. Well, that's all for today. Until next time, bye.